insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا
The day they see the angels, no good tidings will there be that day for the criminals. And the angels will say, prevented and inaccessible.
Brothers and sisters, in the previous program, we started discussing the 22nd verse of the chapter. يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ On the day when they shall see the angels, there shall be no glad tidings that day for the guilty. وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا And the angels shall say, It is a forbidden thing, totally prohibited. So we said that those arrogant ones that were mentioned in the previous verses, that they wanted to see the angels with their own eyes. They wanted to see even the Almighty God with their own eyes. It is answered to them in this verse that they will finally see some of the angels. But the problem is that these angels are not bringing any good tidings or glad tidings for these people. Instead of conveying the light of revelation, they will declare the threats, those warnings and severest threats to them. And at the end, they will not let them enter paradise. وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا The doer of the action of saying, يَقُولُونَ, is the angels in this sentence. Hijran mahjura refers to paradise, means paradise is a forbidden thing for you, totally prohibited. So at first we understood that it is possible for the people to see the angels, but only in special positions and in special situations. Not every time they themselves intend to see the angels they will see. So you may remember, they wanted to see God and the angels, and in this verse it is said that they will see the angels. And nothing has been mentioned regarding them seeing the Almighty God, means it's impossible to see God, because of its own reasons mentioned in the appropriate places.
حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So the term Hijran Mahjura, paradise is Hijran Mahjura for you, means you will never ever enter paradise. You will not see it. Or in Arabic terms, we say Man'an Man'a. This is an expression that was used by the Arabs when they met a person whom they feared. They used to say it for protecting themselves. Especially, it was Arabs' tradition that in the sacred months that war was forbidden, when they confronted someone and this tradition might get unobserved, they used to repeat this phrase in order to be protected. By hearing this phrase, that person protected them and made them calm. So the meaning of this holy phrase is that I seek protection which is stable and unchanging. Of course, it is understood from these words that the persons who said these words were criminals. The proportion of existing verbs in the verse, the course of history, and the background of this phrase among the Arabs demand this. But of course, some say that it is possible that the speaker of these words are the angels, and their aim is to prevent polytheists from Almighty Allah's mercy, and that is how we ourselves translated this verse. Some have also said that these words are said by criminals to each other, but apparently this does not seem correct. The question that remains to be answered is that what day do the wrongdoers meet the angels? Some of the commentators say that it is at the time of death that man sees the angel of death. As chapter Nisa says, verily, for those whom the angels cause to die while they're unjust to their own selves. Some other commentators believe that its purpose is the day of resurrection, when the wrongdoers encounter the divine angels of punishment and observe them. This commentary seems more appropriate to see the angels at the day of resurrection when they're being punished. With regard to the next verse that talks about resurrection, and we will, God willing, talk about that later on. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind. unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.